never peas and rice. Main ingredient, beans. Mommy always chooses red kidney. Auntie likes the gungo. Miss Phyllis and Aunt Amy use pink beans. Their hands still remember the picking and shelling and drying. Traditions carried from Endeavor to Mandeville to Brooklyn. My hands know can openers, meat from styrofoam, plastic wrap and microwave ovens. But in those times, when dry beans are rinsed, picked through, soaked overnight, we uphold a ritual of generational perfection. Pour beans and soaking water into the familiar pot, leaving undesired parts behind. High heat, bring to boil, lower to a simmer. Add seasonings. Salt, but not too much, for America has given us achievement of dreams and hypertension. Coconut cream lends a healthy sweetness. Thyme, not as good as the one back home. Scallion, hit with the knife to release flavor, for it too is inferior. Scotch bonnet, added for spice, not punishment. While legumes cook, mommy yells through walls and doors, add a little more salt. Turn on the stove. Take out the pepite soon, boss. I work hard to make my nose as powerful. Close eyes. Breathe deeply. Try to memorize the smell of perfection. The swish, swish of slippers on the hardwood. The matriarch must supervise the addition of rice. Close eyes. Stir the spoon. Remember what the balance of resistance and movement feels like. Over here in Flatbush, where cats on the block smoke kush. Stack boxes we call home. Give little space for the mind to roam. So my mother reflects on what this country manifests. A history told of body, shift, and soul. The complex of hate of her choice to make a new fate. A history many recreate. While dinner smells mingle, mouths in the neighborhood tingle. Across the way is arroz con pollo, boricua style. Enough for todo. Upstairs, tostones, double fried up. Side of picklies, pass it up. The Haitians, they don't play with the pepper. Russian cold dishes make my mouth feel better. Down the hall is fresh water and sauce. Pickled pig parts linger long in the house. Sauces simmer and hips swing. While on the stereo, Bob sings that through strife, the pains of life at the end of the tunnel, there is life, and every little thing is gonna be all right. Oh, damn, turn off the stew of the rice, done. I did, I holler back through the wall. Oh. Mommy swishes in to find the table set, food placed in the proper serving dish for a Sunday feast. Many have joined, clergy, auntie, cousins, school friends themselves displaced. Mommy's weary eyes trace the wall as she recites the history of the family through picture frames. For the ancestors will dine with us too. Let us pray, she says. For what we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful. Should not be separated for too long. So I hop on a plane, land, wait for the applause, and sit patiently as I set my mind on island time. As soon as the doors open, the familiar smells of sweat, coconut, spice trees, and ocean water enter my body and confirm that I am in my mother's land.